Okay, folks, time to listen up. Here's a disclaimer for everybody to listen to and realize. I do shows here on the Survival Circle, specifically in the Tinker Shop. I have been known, and I will continue to give lessons on how to build tools and how to do some weapons. These lessons are not intended to encourage people to go out and build weapons and to act like the local Cuisinart. Many of these things can slice, dice, chop, pierce, and otherwise maim and harm people if used incorrectly. These are meant for educational purposes and for enlightenment. So, with that said, we'll go ahead and proceed to discuss things and to learn more. Thank you.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Has led you to the Tinker's Shop. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. Can't take the sky from me.
Well, hello and good evening to you, all of you out there in radio land. Yep, well, here am I, the Tinker. Here it is, Saturday night, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time on the 2nd of May of 2015. So, welcome to everybody here who's in the chat room listening, and those who are listening into the archives, thank you for checking things out that we've done before. And anyone who might be listening to either to a podcast in the future or listening some way other than by the players in the chat room. So, what a week. Yeah, you know, the whole, yes, everything's, shall we say, getting more and more interesting. You know, Cope was talking about it last night, and I imagine Jim probably talked about it here before me, with this whole business out here in Baltimore. You know, we got all the, the whiny crybabies who want to tear the place up again. So, yeah. Like I've said, I'm not going to go there because if I do, I'm liable to get myself in Dutch. So, okay. So I assume everybody probably listened to my usual disclaimer here tonight. Yeah, we've got, what is it, part 8 now? Let's see here. Part 9. How about that? Got 9 programs so far in the Do Unto Others series. Actually, it's not necessarily Do Unto Others, but it's just, shall we say, interesting information. And tonight what we'll be talking about is metal crossbows. Actually, with I'll be putting I'll show you where the link is for the full file that I'm working from. It's kind of, shall we say, somewhat interesting. Okay, well, tell you what, time to get things going here. So, if you're here in the chat room and you want to follow along on the web page again that's got the pretty pictures, go ahead out to the left side and click on Tinker's Shop. That'll bring you out to, you know, the Tinker's Shop homepage. Those of you who are not in the chat room at this time but are still listening, if you still want to follow, go ahead out to www.arlin, that's ARLINN-tower.com/tinkers_shop. And Tinker is capitalized as always. Okay, so once we get out here to the main page, go ahead and scroll down on our grid there, and you'll see a line in here for, you know, 2nd of May of 2015. And again, you're just going to see where it says crossbows. Well, we're going to work off the same page as we were on last week. And, you know, this will be part 2 of crossbows. Now, this will be metal crossbows. So go ahead and click on that, and that will bring you to the page. Yes, okay. Well, once we get out here to the crossbows page, go ahead and scroll down a ways, because what I did was went ahead and added onto this page. You know, obviously the first section here was about the PVC crossbow that we discussed last week. And if you scroll all the way past that, you'll come to a heading that says Two Crossbows Circa 1944. Now this, how to put it? This actually is from some research I'd done quite some time back. And this was an article entitled, let's see here. I'll go ahead and just take a look at it here again. So I'm not making a lying sack of whatever out of myself. Yeah, what they titled the article was Shoot These Modern Crossbows. And like I said, this was in the June of 1944 issue of Popular Mechanics magazine. So, yes, you know, they called these a modern crossbow at that time, and you know, obviously that's, 71 years ago? Is that right? Let's see, 60? Yeah. Yeah, 71 years ago. So, you know, obviously it's, shall we say, it doesn't rely on our modern high-tech abilities to build things. These are actually where these were built with pretty much hand tools, about the most, shall we say, complicated tool that was used in making these was a drill press. So, and the article itself, actually, how to put it? They started out with a wooden crossbow, and also a metal crossbow that was made from a leaf spring. And so that's kind of where the pictures are that I have here, that I've extracted from the PDF file, where these have come from. So, okay. Well, okay. First thing here. By the way, a lot of these pictures that you're going to see tonight, if you hover your mouse over them, you're going to see it turns into like a hand. It means it's a hyperlink, and you can actually pull up the photo in a different window. So, anyway, first one here. This is showing their data that they'd come up with for a wooden bow or a steel bow for these crossbows. Now, the wooden bow was made from lemon wood, and like I said, I'm just going to be covering one of these tonight. I'll be covering the steel bow, the one that's made from a leaf spring, but we can still run through the the comparisons and contrasts for it. With their design they had for the wooden crossbow, it would come out to about 3 pounds overall when completed, whereas the steel bow would be about 4.25 pounds, about 25% heavier, roughly. But if you look at the draw weight on these, the draw weight is like 48 pounds for the wood bow, the steel bow, 110 pounds. It's a little bit more, has a little bit more power behind it. Now, their maximum range, if you'd shoot an arrow out of one of these, the wood, they're saying about 160 yards, which is what? What would that be? Oh, Lord. Let's see, 60 times 3 is 180, so yeah, about 480 feet. 440. And whereas the steel bow, 250 yards, which is 750 feet. Good long range. Your effective target range, wood, 40 yards. Steel bow, about 60. And actually, you could probably, with practice, get that distance out a little bit further. But even so, 180 feet away is a good distance. Now, here's where you start seeing the difference between the draw weights. If you're shooting at a white pine board, wood bow, it'll drive that arrow point in about 7/8 of an inch. Whereas a steel bow, again, at 60 yards, put it in there about 1.25 inches. Very effective. Overall length of stock. Now, you're going to see a difference in here, because the bow itself, or the prod, is a different length. For the wooden bow, it's 54 inches long. A little over 4 feet. It's pretty good size. So you need a longer stock in there to be able to draw the bow back to an effective point. Whereas with the steel bow, they've only got that at 28.5 inches long. And the bow itself is only 23. So that's a lot narrower. Now, the size of your arrows used with this. These were using arrows that they had actually built for this project. They used birch wood. They turned them down and fletched them. And, for use with this, they used a 5/16 inch birch dowel, 23.5 inches long for the wood bow. And, again, that's a relatively short arrow, but still pretty effective. Whereas the steel bow, again, 5/16 inch dowel, and the arrows for that are only 13.5 inches long. Really, basically, what you're coming down to, that's getting down into the dart territory rather than being a full-length arrow. Okay, so now, like I was saying, what we're going to basically cover tonight here is the metal bowl. And I do have the pictures in here for the wood bowl, you know, for, you know, overall how it looks, and then the stock dimensions for it. And again, next week I'll be running through the wooden bowl and, you know, how to build the bowl and the other things for it. But since I have this fondness for metal crossbows, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I've got control of the station. So, okay, so picture number three. This is, again, like I said, these are excerpted from the article. So I, you know, pulled them out, cleaned them up, and got them to where, you know, we could, you know, point things individually on them. Okay, so third picture here, that's a picture of the metal crossbow, where they used a leaf spring for it. Now, leaf springs, you know, obviously, they're going to have varying thicknesses, varying widths, and varying lengths. And we're actually going to talk about that a bit further down the page when we get into the section about talking about making the bow strings for these. And but right now, we can just kind of talk generically on this. Okay, so if we slide down here to the next portion, you know, the stock dimensions for a metal bow. Now, the stock dimensions is basically the dimensions of the stock. You know, it's like a rifle stock type of thing. Okay, so if you want to look at it a little closer, go ahead and click on that picture. It'll open it up in a new window. And by the way, if this is still too tiny, one trick you can do is if you press your control key and hit plus, you know, a couple times, that'll make it a little bit larger on the screen so you can see it. Okay, so with a metal prod or a metal crossbow, you'll want to use a harder wood. For example, here they say walnut. But there's you know, a lot of other woods that you could use as well, which are a little bit stiffer than pine. You know, it doesn't fray as easily. Now, like I said, you know, their overall length was, you know, 28 plus inches, and this kind of basically gives you the, you know, the layout for your stock. Obviously, if you're going to cut your own stock out of a large chunk of wood, what you'd want to do is probably start with something like a 2x8, 2x10. Yeah, 2x8 should give you enough material there, because this is you know, from the top line of your stock to the bottom line here, they have here, it's like 7 5/16 of an inch. So that's a 2x8 should give you enough stock to work with. So what you'd have to do is you'd lay it out, you know, how best it would feel to you, because obviously if you're building one, it would be, you know, custom fit. So generally, the first portion of your stock here is about right around 9 3/4 inches long, to where you come up to where your pistol grip area is here. And then from that point to the back of the trigger is another, you know, 5 1/4 inches. Again, this is, you know, obviously if you're going to try building one, the best bet to do would be to get yourself a large chunk of a refrigerator cardboard box and just basically lay it out, find where it feels the best for you. Okay, and now if you look here, from there's like a little notch in the bowl here, or in the stock rather, where they have it, they note that the size is, basically they start out with drilling out a semicircle that is 1 1/8 inches diameter. That's where your works are going to fit in, your nut. It's used basically, you know, the part of your trigger assembly for this. And then they have another show where there's another like semicircle here at an inch and a quarter. Well, what this is where you can make yourself a cover plate to support the nut. You know, there's, again, obviously, each person who's building something, they would probably do it slightly differently, but this is, you know, the plans they had. Now, here they have a note here that this is going to take a little explaining. It has here 10 1/2 or 11 1/2 inches, depending on spring used. Now, they're talking about the leaf spring here. If you are using a thicker or more resistant chunk of spring steel, you know, say for example it's a quarter inch thick one, then you'd want to be using the 10 1/2 inch length here. But if you're using an eighth inch or 3/16 inch thick leaf spring, then you go out to 11 1/2 inches. You know, like I said, that was just one thing that, shall we say, makes a little bit of difference. And then out here at the end, at the far right, again, there's a little thing that bears taking notice of. This here, you're going to see that it's notched out slightly. That's where your prod or your metal bowl will set into. And that's going to have a hole drilled through the middle of it. And again, we're going to be getting some better pictures of that later on and further down. But this is where it mounts. And you have a couple dashed lines here. It's one that basically is not quite horizontal, but it's, you know, it's tilted upwards into the stock somewhat. This is one where you drill it through. It'll be like a quarter inch hole or 3/8 hole that's drilled in. And that's where you're going to have a bolt that goes back and in. And then from the bottom side, it's a hole a little over a quarter inch, probably closer to 3/8, so you can fit a nut up in there. And when you mount your prod onto the stock, what you'll do is you'll put the bolt through the hole that's on in the prod, and you put it back there, and you catch the nut that you slide up in there. When you tighten that down, that fixes the prod securely to the stock. Okay, and let's see, where are we at? Oh my goodness, 23 minutes already. Roughly. Okay, so let's go ahead and just go down here a little bit more. Then the next picture of this pair. So if you're out there in a new window, you'll have to close that and come back to our regular screen. And if you go ahead and click on this one, again, you can blow it up the same way as you did the other one. Okay, this is showing roughly how the stock and the prod will look once they're assembled. Okay. Again, this particular one, you've got yourself a cross section here at the end. It's basically what the stock would look like at the end. So, again, you know, you got yourself your width here. That's what would it be? If it's done with a 2x4, that would mean that it's, you know, 1 1/3 inches or 1 1/2 inches. And you want to do rounding it off at the bottom, you know, obviously like a stock, you know, area to grip on. Up at the top, got a groove in there that's 5/32 inch deep, in other words, just over a quarter of an inch, and 5/16 wide. Remember, they were using a 5/16 dowel for arrows. That's why you have the 5/16 wide there. And what that'll do is that'll give you a groove for your arrow to lay down in to, you know, to guide it when it's fired. And then, if you look closely here, both sides on the top of where the groove is at, you'll see that it's saying an 1/8 inch and has a 64th. Okay, what it is, that's using a couple strips of metal that are used to as a string track, something for the string to ride on. You know, rather than your bowstring roughly riding on the wood all the time, because that's going to be, you know, laying down on there, you know, to, you know, because obviously it's above the center of the bow, so it's going to ride on top of that. A metal strip on there will allow it a little bit smoother a track for it to run on, and it'll protect it. Your string will last longer. And again, that over at the right side here, you'll see where it says 1/64th of an inch. What that's saying is you want that strip just to be just barely above the wood. Again, that way the string just rides just on the metal strip. Okay, so, and again, if we look back a little bit more here to the left side, you know, the notes in here, it said, you know, rabbet 1/8 by 1/4 inch for string track. That's basically what's done, right along the side, 1/8 inch down, 1/4 inch wide, so you can just use a piece of 1/4 inch metal strip. Could either be brass. You could use steel if you used, if you countersink it good to get your screw heads in place, but it'll work fairly well. Okay, yeah, I do realize here that I'm probably, you know, going through this stuff, shall we say, somewhat quick, and I don't know if I'm going into enough detail on this or not. It's kind of a case of, how to put it, I want to give everybody a good overview on these. You know, obviously, if you are starting to build things, you know, then you'd be able to look at things, you know, a little bit closer, and possibly figure out some of the details on these. I'm just, like I said, I'm just kind of basically giving the overview on these, just so we can talk, you know, so we're able to talk about it. You know, if someone would ever, you know, want to get a hold of me, and we could, you know, if you have, you know, further questions, obviously I could expand on them further. So, okay, well, let's see. I guess we could probably, you know, I guess, move further back on the stock here. You know, we've kind of, you know, covered, you know, how things are, you know, put together here. You know, the general layout, you know, for the your metal prod there at the front, you know, where it's inset slightly, you know, by about 1/8 of an inch, or however thick your metal is. Obviously, if it's an 1/8 of an inch thick piece of steel, then you want to have 1/8 of an inch notch in there for your prod to set in. You know, obviously, if it's you know, 1/4 inch, you want to go 1/4 inch deep. 3/8, same thing. Of course, when you're starting to get up to 3/8, you're getting a really strong bow here. So, but like I said, we'll get into that. And after we finish up with this particular shot, then we'll be moving on to the next illustration here that'll explain a little bit more what I'm talking about here for mounting your bow. Okay, so again, like I said, we'll go back here just to the next portion here. This is a little bit better a shot on where the stock has been drilled or cut out. You know, like I said, you know, 1/8 inch hole straight through, and then countersunk at 1 1/4 inches. Okay, that countersinking, that's for the release plate. This is what mounts your nut with the release plate. It's basically, you have two of them, one on each side of the stock, where it'll be, you know, screwed into the wood, or nailed, whichever. I would use screws myself, because that way if I needed to adjust things or repair things, I could take it apart easier without damaging things. But anyhow, that plate, the release plate, actually what you have, what you basically start out with, is a disc that's 1 1/4 inches in diameter. And here they suggest using 1/4 inch thick. Reason for that is, you need the stiffness there, because when your string is pulled and it's sitting in the notch in the nut, there's a lot of force there pulling forwards. And so you need that little bit of a, shall we say, beefiness to the metal so it doesn't warp. Because you don't want your crossbow to, you know, fire accidentally because the metal's gotten weak and, you know, let the nut spin on its own. Okay, so, and then the way the nut is mounted, the release plate will actually have a hole drilled through, you know, both of them to, you know, put a bolt or a pin through there. Okay, and again, you'll see here where there's a, just behind that, you'll see another thing here where it says 5/32 inch trigger pin. That's what your trigger will pivot on. So, okay, so we can go. If you've opened up the extra window here for the picture, go ahead and close that, and that'll return us back to our main page here. Okay, now, again, this is you know, the bow mounting detail. This is meant for the Lemonwood bow that was originally the first one in the article. But it's the same principle. You know, you have to kind of combine, you know, mentally the image here of these, actually these next two, you know, the bow mounting detail and the prod mounting detail. The bow mounting detail here gives a little bit better a look in basically the mounting happens. Obviously, this is showing where the bow stave for the wooden bow is drilled straight through, and then a long stove bolt with a, you know, just a regular slotted screw runs through it, goes back to where that nut that I talked about in the groove, where that fits. So, yeah, so this is a, you know, 3-inch long stove bolt, 3/16, actually be, you know, more, the size for that. Again, that's for the wood one. I would suggest for the spring steel bow, go with 1/4-inch. You know, obviously you'd have to, you know, up the sizes a little bit. So here you have your mortise coming up from the bottom, which is where your nut goes into, that, you know, your screw will catch on to hold. Okay, so now if we move that to that next shot here, like I said, this is for the prod mounting detail. Using the terms here properly, you know, bow, a bow stave would be a wooden bow, a prod is a metal bow. And again, if we want to look at that a little bit bigger, if you click on that image, it'll bring you to the, you know, sidewind page here. And again, you can see here they used a 5/16 carriage bolt with a square headed nut. Again, you know, what's the phrase go? Mileage may vary. You know, it's better to go with a little bit heavier rather than too light. And again, you can see on here the end of your stock where they've got it grooved out, you know, to set your prod in, you know, for the height, you know, from the very bottom of it to the top edge, you know, you measure that, and then your groove in there is done to the same width. They also did 4 small, I guess you could say, pinholes here, where they actually inserted a 1/8-inch pin in as well. What could be done is after your prod is made, you get your hole drilled through for your main mount, then you go ahead and drill your 4 holes, you know, in roughly a square pattern, you know, around that larger hole, 1/8-inch size. You bring it up, you mount it on the stock, and you can actually basically look in there to where you're at. You can mark your holes, and then drill it out. What I would suggest doing is, if you're using an eighth inch pin and you have your eighth inch holes drilled through the through your prod ready, mount the prod on the stock and drill straight through those holes. You know, you obviously want to make it so it's basically almost the depth of the length of your pin. Probably a 1-inch pin would be enough. So, you know, you drill your holes to a depth that's the length of the pin minus the thickness of your prod, because they really don't have to stick out very far. So once those are, then you take your prod back off, you drive your pins in, then you can go ahead and obviously mount your prod on with your carriage bolt, the square nut, and you use a big washer on the top, you know, to cover those four little pins and your main hole. Okay, so let's see, how far are we here along? We're at 37 minutes here, so I think perhaps what I should probably do is just pause here for a couple of minutes, let my voice rest, because the throat is getting a bit dry. And so I think I'm going to go ahead and, you know, drop a piece of music in here. So enjoy the music, and I'll be back in just a few minutes.
your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, broadsword swing, shining armor's piercing a ring. Our horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
That was Heather Alexander with The March at Canbreath. I just kind of figured that's, oh, shall we say, kind of appropriate for for this discussion of, you know, oh, weapons and whatnot. What can I say? Okay, so where are we at here? We're at about, oh, what are we at here? Oh, gee. We're at 43 minutes point here already tonight. I am so not going to get done with this. Oh, well, we'll continue on. You know, what the heck. You know, this will slop over into next week, but that's okay because some of the stuff later on here on the page actually is applicable to both the metal crossbows and to the wood stave type bow as well. Okay, so we've been talking about here about the prod and how to mount it. And so I suppose at this point we should probably get a little bit into, shall we say, the design or how to make the prod. And then after that we can get into describing our trigger mechanism and the nut for it. Okay, so like I said, we have our next block here that says prod design. And again, you don't necessarily have to do it, but I've been kind of, basically most of the pictures here I've gone through and just put a link there to open it up in a new window so you can actually expand it if you want for closer detail. Okay, so this here is, you can obviously, somebody had made some notes on here. They basically repeated. And again, this is how best to explain it. A good guidance. This is basically what we wanted to look at for, you know, how you make your prod. Now you're gonna see, if you look at this, you're gonna see that that isn't just straight the whole way down. It narrows down. Now, they talked about using a 23-inch piece of leaf spring. So that's what we'll go with here. And like I said, you know, we were talking about using like a 2x4 for, you know, making our stock out of. So again, here you can see here, right here, smack dab at the middle. You'll see where they have a notch there. That's you know, inch and a half. You know, that's what you'll want to have. And again, this is a little over 2 inches. I could probably, you know, get the exact measurement. It'd be on some of the earlier drawings here. I'll tell you what. Why don't I find that? Okay. With this here, they're using about 1 7/8", you know, for, you know, the width on this, you know, minus a little bit. So again, we're talking right about 1 1/2" as well. So with the prod, you'd have it 1 1/2" wide, you know, the notch there, and obviously it's going to be, you know, cut to fit, you know, the end of your stock. Your hole there, it will be drilled, you know, dead center in it, and then going out to the ends here, you know, the top edge of your bow is going to be just straight, and then those ends are going to be narrowed down. If it's if the center is, you know, 1 1/2", then you want to have that width of the very end of your bow or your prod to be 5/8" height. If it's 1 1/2", you know, for the width of your prod, then you want it to be 1/2", you know, in other words, just a little bit narrower. Reason for that is it's just so you get your proper, shall we say, bow shape to your prod, because if it's too wide at the ends, then the whole thing is going to be wanting to bend the same curvature the whole way. What you want to have it is being just a little bit narrower, so that, you know, pulls back and gives you a little bit more of a horn shape on it. Also on this picture here, they show where how one puts basically the tip or the nock to where your bowstring will go on, and that goes on, you know, the outside of it, you know, the, you know, away from you. And they talk about using a piece of 1/4" plastic, 1 1/2" long. And again, that would be, you know, the width of your prod. And obviously you would shape it and round it around when you get through. So that piece of plastic, it's basically, you know, made to shape. You rivet it into place. And here they say 1/8" of it, and that would not be a pop rivet. This would be a rivet that a solid metal rivet that you would fit through and then peen over. Again, it's going to be a little bit sturdier, and it's going to last longer. And what you want to end up with, you know, showing here, you basically end up with about a 3 1/2" belly to your bow. It's, you know, if it's any flatter than that, it's going to be too difficult to start bending. If it's too deep, you're going to lose some of your throw length for your arrow. And, oh yeah, I should probably mention here too, you know, I do, if you look at this here, this is using a what looks like a standard bowstring, which is where the, you know, you have multiple threads to your string, and then at the end it's looped back on itself to make an eyelet, and it's, you know, basically twisted and whipped together so it stays in place. And then again, in the center of your bowstring, you know, at the deepest portion of the belly, you actually have a wrapped portion of the string. Again, where it's wrapped with, like, say, well, these days one could use something, say, like artificial sinew, or even real sinew, or even dental floss. But you want to reinforce that so your bolt or your quarrel, your arrow, however you want to call it, doesn't fray your bowstring. Because riding, even if you are riding on the metal strips that we talked about before, or the guides, you know, that's still going to want to wear the string. So you need to have a little bit extra protection on your string. Okay, so let me do this while we're talking about the strings and the bow shape design. We'll go ahead and skip down a couple here. You know, we're going to skip over the top of the trigger and nut design and assembly. And we have one here that's called prod dimensions, pull, and chord requirements. If you look at that one, you know, it's a little bit harder to read in on the page itself, so it, you know, obviously you'd have to pop it open here to look at it. So this talks a little bit more about the metal that's used, the spring steel from the leaf springs. This is for a 23-inch spring steel bowl. Now, if your spring is 1/8 of an inch thick, this will be, we're kind of worried about right now the first, third, and fourth columns. So, 1/8 inch thick spring, your brace, that's your, the belly on the thing, you'll have about 3.5 inches. Your spring to the release, now that's from the where the prod is mounted to the stock back to the nut in the which is your that your trigger releases, 11.5 inches. Now if your spring, your leaf spring, if it's 1 inch wide, where you've got it notch, where you start it with your notch and going out to the end, at the middle, if it's 1 inch wide, that's going to give you a bow strength of 42 pounds. If it's 1.25, it'll be 52 pounds. If it's 1.5 wide, it'll be 63 pounds. And this is only for 1/8 of an inch thick, which is pretty thin. Let's go all the way down here. Well, we'll go to the middle one here, 3/16 of an inch. Again, you have the brace, the belly that I talked about, 3.5 inches. So it's the same length. And you have from the front of the bow, where it's mounted, to your trigger, that uses the 11.5 inches. That's what your draw will be. Now, with a 1 inch wide, 3/16 of an inch thick, that's going to give you 142 pounds. That's 100 pounds difference. One eighth is 2/16. So for an additional 1/16 of an inch, that jumps your pull on your bow from 42 pounds to 142 pounds. And it goes up the same way. For the 1.25, it's 179 pounds. 1.5 wide, 216 pounds. Obviously, when you start getting up to that size, you're going to need to use a lever to cock your bowl. With the 1/8 inch or even the 9/64, even the 5/32 thick, that's doable by hand. But when you start getting that thick, it take a pretty good draw to pull that back. And, last but not least here, we just went up here to the last one on the list here is 1/4 inch thick. Leaf spring that's 1/4 inch thick. Again, and this is where we're running a shorter, the spring to the release. This is where it's 10.5 inches. Again, because that's a lot more power there. And to try and draw it back to the 11.5 inch point, it'd be a real piece of work to do. Because, if we just look over at these columns here, the pull, for 1 inch wide, 289 pounds. 1.25, 363 pounds. And for 1.5 wide, 438 pounds. No one. Even Fisker, he's not going to be able to pull that bowstring back by hand and latch it in when it's 438 pounds. So, that's getting up into the range where you're talking, sending an arrow well in excess of 750 feet. You're probably talking sending it probably closer to 1,000 feet or better. And I would hate to be on the receiving end of that. Okay, so where are we at? We're at 57 plus minutes here. So I think what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to go ahead and stop at this point. Next week I'll just pick up and I'll be talking about how to, for the strings, for your, making your strings for your bow. And again, and then we'll also talk about creating the nut and a little bit more on how to mount it in the stock. So again, everyone, thank you for joining me here in the Tinker Shop for tonight for the 2nd of May of 2015. And I guess we'll be doing, next week we'll be doing part 2B of crossbows. So again, thank you very much. Take care, God bless, and have a very good weekend.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None